10 WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Liz Landers. Picketing has begun at Kaiser Permanente hospitals. 75,000 healthcare workers are on strike in Virginia, California, and five other states over wages and staffing shortages. Without a Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy ousted in dramatic fashion on Tuesday in a move spearheaded by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz and a handful of others. Donald Trump told not to talk or post about any members of the court staff involved in his civil fraud case. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Former President Trump is returning here for his civil trial after he was hit with that limited gag order. He angered the judge with a social media post disparaging the judge's law clerk, and Judge Arthur Engoron scolded Trump about personal attacks on court staff and warned of serious sanctions if it happens again.
Today, just after 2 p.m. Eastern, get ready for an alarm. The government testing its emergency alert system on all our phones. This is ABC News. Children abused and trapped in filthy conditions have been rescued from a home in Oklahoma City.
Acting on an anonymous tip, police discovered five children under 18 living in squalor and barely able to communicate. Neighbors had long had suspicions.
We always thought something was going on in there.
Investigators say all five children were the result of their father raping an older sister who first gave birth when she was 12. That man faces two counts of child sexual abuse and five counts of child neglect. His wife is charged with allowing it to happen. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Expected in court today, the man now facing murder charges in the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis is accused of masterminding the attack. Work on particles so small that they are just a few atoms across has earned three researchers in the U.S. the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Quantum dots are now used in things like TV monitors and medical imaging and could be put to work in new types of solar cells and superfast computers. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A report on embattled Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes was released on Tuesday. The report describes Hakes as a loose cannon and that he lacks in training, leadership, integrity, and competence. It also describes his interactions with coworkers as inappropriate and accusations that he mismanages the department. He also used the office for personal gain, according to the report. Hakes dismissed the report as politically motivated and vowed to fight against being removed from office. The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors will vote next week on whether they will oust him. The vote comes after a closed session meeting about Hakes last month, where the board voted to look into removing the sheriff. One board member publicly called for Hakes to resign after the report went public. In a release this morning, the board confirmed that Hakes is on its agenda for October 10th and that Hakes declined to be a part of the investigation. And the National Weather Service says highs today will be in the mid-60s across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Into the Student Annual Show, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. And we have 70 degrees in Richland Center under mostly cloudy skies. Eau Claire has 67 degrees, mostly cloudy there as well. And the next topic I want to get to is about the emergency test going on this afternoon. Have you heard about this? Everybody across the country, evidently, is going to be alerted today. Around 1:20 Wisconsin time, or within a 30-minute window following that time, that there is a test going on. This is not a test, or I should say this is a test. It's not an emergency, right? It's only a test. So I have here a story that explains, excuse me, what's going to happen. This is from the Associated Press. Rebecca Santana posted just this morning. Says why your phone and TV will screech an alert at 1:20 p.m. this afternoon. This is a test. If you have a cell phone or are watching television Wednesday, today, that message will flash across your screen as the federal government tests its emergency alert system used to tell people about emergencies. The integrated Public Alert and Warning System sends out messages via the Emergency Alert System and Wireless Emergency Alerts. The Emergency Alert System is a national public warning system that's designed to allow the president to speak to the American people within 10 minutes during a national emergency via specific outlets such as radio and television. And wireless emergency alerts are short messages, 360 characters or less, that go to mobile phones to alert their owner to important information. While these types of alerts are frequently used in targeted areas to alert people in the area to things like tornadoes, Wednesday's test is being done across the country. The test is slated to start at 1:20 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. Wireless phone customers in the United States whose phones are on will get a message saying, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." The incoming message will also make a noise, and the phone should vibrate. Customers whose phones are set to the Spanish language will get the message in Spanish. The test will be conducted over a 30-minute window starting at 1:20 p.m., although mobile phone owners would only get the message once. If their phones are turned off at 1:20 p.m. and then turned on in the next 30 minutes, they'll get the message when they turn their phones back on. If they turn their phones on after the 30 minutes have expired, they will not get the message. People watching broadcast or cable, television, or listening to the radio will hear and see a message lasting 1 minute that says, "This is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency covering the United States from 1320 to 1350 hours Central Time. This is only a test. No action is required by the public." Federal law requires the systems be tested at least once every 3 years. The last nationwide test was on August 11th of 2021. The test has spurred falsehoods on social media that it's part of a plot to send a signal to cell phones nationwide in order to activate nanoparticles such as graphene oxide that have been introduced into people's bodies. Experts and FEMA officials have dismissed those claims, but some social media say they'll shut off their some people on social media say they'll shut off their phones, their cell phones on Wednesday. So, what can you say? People think these tones are going to be sent out to activate nanoparticles. Nanoparticles such as graphene oxide that have been introduced into people's bodies. But by the vaccine, is that what they're saying? I don't know. It's hard to keep up with all of the conspiracies these days. Hey, we've got 13 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. The next thing I want to mention is student loan debt. There's a new effort to, relieve some of the student loan debt. I have a headline here from USA Today, updated just 6 minutes ago. It says, "Student loan debt forgiveness arrives for some borrowers as payments resume for others." The student loan payments just resumed, on October 1st, I believe. This story has a subheadline that says, "Because of bureaucratic mix-ups or other obstacles," the White House said, "this group of student loan borrowers never got the relief they were entitled to all along." And I'll start this. It says, another 125,000 student loan borrowers, 125,000, will have $9 billion in student loan debt erased, the Biden administration said on Wednesday, that is today. Those borrowers were already eligible for cancellation through various programs. Public service loan forgiveness for people working as teachers and healthcare workers, for instance, income-driven repayment plans that link payments to wages and forgive balances after 20 or 25 years of payments, or discharges for those with disabilities. And it says here that the White House, so who are the latest to have their student loans canceled? The White House said the $9 billion in this debt forgiveness breaks down like this. There is $5.2 billion for 53,000 borrowers who worked for at least a decade in eligible public service fields, such as teaching or the military. There's another nearly $2.8 billion for nearly 51,000 borrowers through adjustments to income-driven repayment plans. These individuals had been in repayment for two decades or more and finally reached the threshold of payments for forgiveness. And there's $1.2 billion for nearly 22,000 borrowers who have permanent disabilities and were identified through a Social Security data match. The administration's actions on Wednesday, which Education Secretary Miguel Cardona described as efforts to fix the broken student loan system, come as student loan payments return for millions of borrowers after more than a three-year hiatus during the pandemic. So the timing is important. Some of these borrowers have just now coincidentally met all the criteria to have their loans forgiven. Others, because of bureaucratic mix-ups or other obstacles, however, never got the relief they were entitled to until now. The forgiveness comes after a number of similar announcements since June, when the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's original plan of providing up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness for most borrowers. Although the president was thwarted in his attempt at far-reaching relief, his administration has managed to chisel away at student loan debt on a smaller scale. The White House boasts having erased $127 billion in student debt, covering some 3.6 million Americans. One of the biggest tranches of that forgiveness came for about 804,000 borrowers in recent weeks. This group has been paying down their loans for at least two decades and had chosen plans that aligned the size of their payments with their income. Loan forgiveness, at the end of all that, never materialized. So, good for those folks that have student debt. Many will see some relief. 9:18 right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniel Show.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 66, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 49 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high of 61. Upper 40s, Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show on your local Civic Media radio station. Music from Chicago going back to their first album. And thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good day so far. If you'd like to join us on the phone, if you have an opinion about anything we're discussing, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. We've been talking about several topics today, including elections, a very important topic. And I have a story here about Wisconsin elections and a lawsuit from a national organization challenging Wisconsin absentee ballot witness signature requirement. This is from the Wisconsin State Journal, and it was posted yesterday. It says here that one of the nation's largest Democratic organizations, which earlier this year sued to overturn several of Wisconsin's absentee ballot rules, on Monday filed a new lawsuit alleging that Wisconsin's requirement that voters must have a valid witness signature on their absentee ballot envelope violates federal law. Four Wisconsin voters, represented by attorneys with the Elias Law Group, argue in the lawsuit that the state's witness signature rule runs afoul of the Federal Voting Rights Act and threatens to disenfranchise eligible voters. The lawsuit is the latest seeking to change voting rules in the pivotal battleground state of Wisconsin ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Here's a quote. It says, "The pernicious practice of requiring voters to seek a witness who can vouch for their qualification or qualifications can be traced back to efforts to disenfranchise Black voters in Southern states after the Civil War." That's a quote from Uzoma Nkwanta, a partner with the Elias Law Group. That's was issued in a statement. And the statement goes on and says, "For almost 50 years, federal law has prohibited these requirements to ensure that no U.S. citizen is ever subject to such a burdensome restriction on their right to vote." End quote. The lawsuit states the four plaintiffs are registered voters who have difficulty securing a witness signature due to health risk, age, and frequent travel overseas. It was filed in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin against the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission and its six members, the agency's administrator, Megan Wolf, and city clerks in Madison, Janesville, and Brookfield. Quote, "The mere act of complying with the witness requirement injures plaintiffs," the complaint states. "The requirement to locate a witness willing to attest to the voter's procedural and substantive qualifications to vote is in itself a concrete and particularized burden on plaintiffs' legally protected right to vote." End quote. Nearly 2 million absentee ballots were cast in Wisconsin in the 2020 presidential election. 28 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local civic media radio station.
But maybe someday when they learn, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Picketing has begun at Kaiser Permanente Hospitals. 75,000 healthcare workers are on strike in Virginia, California, and five other states over wages and staffing shortages. Without a Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy ousted in dramatic fashion on Tuesday in a move spearheaded by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz and a handful of others. Donald Trump told not to talk or post about any members of the court staff involved in his civil fraud case. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Former President Trump is returning here for his civil trial after he was hit with that limited gag order. He angered the judge with a social media post disparaging the judge's law clerk, and Judge Arthur Engoron scolded Trump about personal attacks on court staff and warned of serious sanctions if it happens again.
Today, just after 2 p.m. Eastern, get ready for an alarm. The government testing its emergency alert system on all our phones. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A report on embattled Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes was released on Tuesday. The report describes Hakes as a loose cannon and that he lacks in training, leadership, integrity, and competence. It also describes his interactions with coworkers as inappropriate and accusations that he mismanages the department. He also used the office for personal gain, according to the report. Hakes dismissed the report as politically motivated and vowed to fight against being removed from office. The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors will vote next week on whether they will oust him. The vote comes after a closed session meeting about Hakes last month, where the board voted to look into removing the sheriff. One board member publicly called for Hakes to resign after the report went public. In a release this morning, the board confirmed that Hakes is on its agenda for October 10th and that Hakes declined to be a part of the investigation. And the National Weather Service says highs today will be in the mid-60s across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
ones,
I. That's
like the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning,
he's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're not
Yeah, now there's a guy that knows how to play a guitar. Robert Cray, Robert Cray Band, Smoking Gun, Wednesday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Right now in Amory, it is 64 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Also 64 in Hayward right now, mostly cloudy. And the next topic that I want to get to is concerning the former president of the United States, now on trial in New York. I have an update here. This is actually an analysis of what's going on from Lisa Rubin. And this is posted at MSNBC with a headline that says, Trump looks especially angsty at his New York fraud trial. And this could be why. Angsty. You know, he's got angst about him. And it says, the former president's image and real estate empire alike could be torn apart. It appears that is finally sinking in for Trump. And this piece posted yesterday afternoon says Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York has definitely gotten under his skin. Yet he was far calmer at his arraignment in June on 30 plus counts of unlawfully retaining classified documents. So why is he stressing over his fraud prosecution? Part of the reason is image. Trump's self-concept and public persona alike rest on his king of all real estate construct. Although New York Attorney General Letitia James has already exposed how much of it is a fiction, the trial will methodically unspool his legend over several weeks or months, witness by witness, email by email, spreadsheet by spreadsheet. But it's more than that. The remedies the attorney general is seeking, which the former president himself acknowledges constitutes a sort of corporate death penalty, are the only ones he can't campaign away. If restored to the presidency, he can pardon himself for his alleged federal crimes. He can also arguably force the Manhattan and Fulton County district attorneys, who might not be able to try their cases against him before the 2024 election, to stop on the ground that prosecuting a sitting president is constitutionally verboten. But the only way out of Letitia James' civil suit is through it and then appeals. And before then, the court could impose serious penalties, temporary bars on acquiring New York real property and borrowing from any lender registered in the state. Also, permanent bars on serving as an officer or director of any company in the state. Also, an independent monitor to direct and correct all financial reporting and controls. Even a potential receiver to oversee the unwinding of his metaphorical trophy case. And with that person's prospective appointment, even the possible liquidation of his properties. And that's before we get to any disgorgement of the profits from his fraud, which the attorney general estimates at, quote, at least $250 million, end quote. Collectively, for Trump, that smorgasbord of potential remedies could be worse for him than any threat of prison. The other potential explanation for Trump's peak, P-I-Q-U-E, the other potential explanation for Trump's peak, however, is that Trump is actually on trial. Letitia James isn't the first plaintiff to force Trump to trial. Author E. Jean Carroll, who won a jury trial against Trump on her sexual assault and defamation claims last May bears that distinction. But Letitia James' trial is the first that he has attended. And with trial attendance comes its own psychic toll. Trump may have believed that staring down, gesturing at, and otherwise attempting to demean and discredit Letitia James, and then his former accountant, Donald Bender, in person, would be satisfying, or perhaps politically advantageous. And the breathless media coverage of his body language, hallway press conferences, and even what he ate for lunch yesterday suggests he would have been right, at least in part. Yet, that discounts what it might feel like for Trump to see and hear the evidence. Watching prosecutor Kevin Wallace highlight Trump's sharpied signature on his statements of financial condition, or hearing Bender clearly testify that at no time did Mazars, the accounting firm, undertake to verify the data provided by the Trump Organization, or even assure its compliance with generally accepted accounting principles, clearly ruffled Trump. And that this could be the next several weeks of his life might just be sinking in. That's from Lisa Rubin in the, at MSNBC.com, talking about why this trial in New York on fraud charges seems to be getting to the former president. We've got 9:42 right now on this Wednesday morning, and the next topic that I would like to get to is concerning Kevin McCarthy. I have an analysis here from the New York Times, which says Kevin McCarthy's extraordinary downfall reflects an ungovernable GOP. The glib Californian made many promises and paid a price when he was unable to fulfill them. But his demise also reflected the challenge of wielding a Republican majority that refuses to be governed. And that's what we know the Republican Party as these days, right? They hate government. They hate the way government works. They hate politicians, but there are many Republican politicians who say they hate politicians. I'll give you a little bit of this piece from Carl Hulse reporting from the Capitol in New York Times. It says Kevin McCarthy did two things right, but too many other things wrong. His extraordinary ouster that unsettled Washington on Tuesday left the House in chaos, and it was the culmination of a tumultuous 9 months that began in unprecedented fashion in January with 15 roll call votes to claim his gavel and ended in unprecedented fashion with a single one to vacate the speaker's chair. In between, the gregarious Californian, previously known more as a backslapper and prolific fundraiser than a legislative wizard, narrowly pulled the country back from the brink of crisis twice. But he took many other actions and said many things that antagonized hardline Republicans, Democrats, and the White House. When the critical moment came, no one was willing to race to his rescue. And he failed to master the art of corralling a deeply divided Republican majority that could never quite bring itself to rally behind him when it came time to choose normalcy over chaos. With the Republican base increasingly hungry for insurgency and confrontation, Kevin McCarthy found himself out of step, a problem that is likely to plague any candidate who tries to succeed him. They don't get to say they're conservative because they're angry and they're chaotic. Kevin McCarthy said on Tuesday night of the eight Republicans who voted to oust him. He added, "They are not conservatives, and they do not have the right to have the title," end quote. Still, Kevin McCarthy practiced almost abject obeisance to the far right, right up to the moment they decided to take him down. He gave them concession after concession to win their votes to become speaker, then went back on some of the ones they cared about most, on spending, when they proved impossible to accomplish in a divided government. Along the way, he also deeply alienated Democrats, even though he was forced to turn to them at key moments, both to avoid a calamitous federal default in May and the government shutdown last weekend. Kevin McCarthy had promised Democrats fair treatment and a role in governing, but then pushed intensely partisan legislation that they found detestable. He cavalierly launched an impeachment inquiry into the Democratic president when he found himself on shaky ground with his right-wing troops. He cut a spending deal with the White House, then reneged on it, all the while saying he was doing what he thought was right for the nation. Kevin McCarthy, always facile, pretty much talked himself out of his job. His trust deficit was deep all around. "This is someone who betrays his word on pretty much a daily basis," said Adam Schiff, Democrat of California and a favorite target of McCarthy's. So there's a little bit of explanation of why that guy is gone and why there is now chaos in the United States House of Representatives. 9:48, almost 9:49. It's 9:47 right now. Almost 9:48. Gonna take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security. 24/7 live guard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 66, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49 tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 61. Much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo.
Come on. Yeah. Let me see you shake your tail, fella. Classic from Ray Charles on a Wednesday morning, 9:52 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show for the final segment. And I want to give you some health news, trying to keep you healthy. So do you or somebody you know have to deal with high cholesterol levels? Well, I got some information here from a story that was posted day before yesterday at healthnewshub.org. And they have four natural ways to lower your cholesterol. You probably know, if you're dealing with this, that some people, many people, in fact, can lower their cholesterol without pharmaceuticals just by making a few lifestyle changes. This piece was posted by Marcin Dada, a doctor. It says 2 out of every 5 adults are living with high cholesterol. 2 out of every 5. What's that make it? 40% of the population? And if you're one of them, you may be wondering how to get your cholesterol under control. So we asked a cardiologist about cholesterol, why it's a problem, and the natural ways you can lower it. But first, why is cholesterol a problem? Cholesterol is a waxy substance found in your blood. There is low-density lipoprotein, or lipoprotein, known as bad cholesterol, and that can cause plaque buildup in the arteries. Bad cholesterol is a risk factor for coronary artery disease, heart attack, or stroke, says Marcin Dada, cardiologist with Hartford HealthCare's Heart and Vascular Institute at the Hospital of Central Connecticut. Controlling your cholesterol starts with a simple blood test. So that blood test is ordered by a doctor, and the doctor can assess your cholesterol levels. From there, it's all about the 3 C's: check, change, and control. People need to check their cholesterol levels and assess the risk with their doctor, change their diet to improve levels, and control their cholesterol with regular blood work. So here are 4 ways to naturally lower your cholesterol. Medications can help lower your cholesterol, but there are lifestyle changes that help improve your cholesterol. So here are 4 natural ways to do just that. First of all, eat healthy foods. Experts recommend to reduce your intake of food with high saturated fats, such as baked goods, red meats, and fried food. Oats, beans, apples, grapes, fish, and nuts are some of the foods that can help lower your bad cholesterol. I'll give you that list again. Are you ready? Oats, beans, apples, grapes, fish, and nuts. Okay, those are what, 6 things. The other thing you want to do to lower your cholesterol is quit smoking. Not only has smoking been shown to raise bad cholesterol levels, it also can increase your risk of complications like heart attack and stroke. So the 3rd thing you want to do is lose weight. Being even slightly overweight can contribute to high cholesterol levels. The 4th thing you want to do, in addition to eating healthy foods, quit smoking, and lose weight, is exercise. Physical activity can help lower high cholesterol, but how much helps? The doctor says, I recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. 150 minutes. So what's that, about 2.5 hours? You can spread that out over 5 days, and that's only a half hour per day. You may be more at risk if you have a family history of high cholesterol. And by the way, if you're taking notes, let me give you those 4 things again. Eat healthy foods, quit smoking, lose weight, and exercise. High levels of bad cholesterol can affect people of all ages, but it's most prevalent in people between the ages of 40 and 59. Family history of high cholesterol and diabetes can also be contributing factors for some people. If anyone is concerned about their cholesterol levels or wants to check it, they should consult with their doctor or a medical professional. So there's some health information for you to take on this Wednesday. Do those things. You can eat healthy foods, quit smoking, lose weight, and exercise. 9:57, that about wraps it up for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great day today. Do something nice for someone, and then I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Objective and one goal is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media